You're listening to John Tesh on Star 101.5.
Music and intelligence for your life.
All the information you need to be the smartest person in the room, that's our promise to you. You know what we say, no potty humor, no meanness, no whining, no crying, just pure intelligence. My name is John Tesh, and we've all had them, those memory lapses we like to call senior moments. Where are my keys? What did I come into the kitchen for? Anyone with enough birthdays behind them knows what I mean. It's okay. It's normal. But if these senior moments last for more than a minute or so, they could be an early warning sign of epilepsy, of all things. According to Dr. Eugene Ramsey of the University of Miami School of Medicine, a lot of people think of visible, aggressive convulsions when they hear the word epilepsy. But mild epilepsy fits can be quiet and almost unnoticeable. When somebody is having one, they just look like they're staring off into space for a few minutes. But an early diagnosis is vital, because even mild fits can be dangerous, especially if a person is doing something like driving or how about walking down a steep flight of stairs. Now, this topic came up recently at a press conference held by the National Council on Aging to bring attention to epilepsy because it's more prevalent than we think. It's estimated that 50 million people have epilepsy, and folks aged 65 and older are in the largest growing segment. So keep an eye on your loved ones. If they lose track of what's going on for more than a minute or two, or this happens frequently, it could be time they go to get a thorough checkup just in case it is epilepsy. Your attention could save their life.
Take my photo off the wall.
Star 101.5 is giving away vacations to Disneyland. Listen throughout the day for your chance to win. Star 101.5.
In my shoes, my toes, because I know that I've seen better days.
If you're a teacher, you'll be better at that. If you drive a truck, you'll be more effective at that. If you're doing your homework, you'll get an A. This is Intelligence for Your Life. We do it right here every day. I'm John Tesh, and a couple of weeks ago, we had a piece on the fact that we have, in North America, way too many choices. And we went after this piece after I walked into a store. It was a 7-Eleven, and I was trying to decide which Snapple drink to buy. And there were like 30 different choices, and it totally freaked me out. So we did this piece on the fact that we're all paralyzed by the fact that we have too many choices. We can't make decisions. And one of the experts suggested that we just flip a coin, and that lit up our phones.
Hello, Mr. Tesh. My name is Carl. I'm a truck driver, and I was listening to your comments about all the choices and how frustrating it is. You're right, especially when it comes to choosing the right job. I've been a truck driver now for over 15 years, but so many different companies, and never knowing which one is the best, which one has the best benefits, the best pay. I agree with you. We've got too many choices, and I like the idea of flipping the coin. Bye-bye.
Star 101.5 and the Seattle Mariners have the best seats in the big leagues, the Kent and Allen seats at Safeco Field. Listen every Mariners Monday for your chance to win tickets you can't buy. You can't buy. At 9:30 with Kent and Allen in the morning, then Jill Taylor, then Kurt and Kareen. Imagine kicking back in a recliner from Reclinerland. More reclining furniture than anybody else. While taking in the views from Safeco Field's Oh Boy Oberto Lookout Landing. Hey, you even get to take your seat home. Listen to win every Mariners Monday. And to buy Mariners tickets, hit SeattleMariners.com. The best mix of the
happening right now at star1015.com. Sponsored by Rada Paint.
The best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. Star 101.5, I'm John Tesh.
The more you listen, the more you know. Intelligence for your life.
My name is John Tesh. Grateful to be your host for this program. We are here to bring you all the information you need to inspire you, encourage you, and along the way, we promise to make you the smartest person in the room. Hey, if you're feeling a little blue these days, here's some good news. The latest cure for depression might be found in your local church, synagogue, or temple. According to ABCNews.com, new research suggests that people who practice some type of religion are actually happier than people who don't. Experts say there are a lot of things that make religious people happier. In general, they have a positive view of the world. They believe they're here for a reason, a purpose. They see a purpose and meaning in everything in their life. And studies also show that religious people cope better under severe stress. They feel that God is with them and it gives them strength. Dr. Harold Koenig is a psychologist and co-director of the Center for Spirituality, Theology, and Health at Duke University. He says it doesn't matter what religion people practice. What does matter is how devoutly they practice it. And practicing with a group of people who share your beliefs gives you a huge sense of support. Also, according to our expert, research suggests that human beings are biologically wired to be religious or spiritual. In fact, some scientists think our DNA compels us to seek God. And in doing so, we're likely to live a whole lot longer.
Star 101.5, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. And John Tesh, nights on Star 101.5.
Seven full-time researchers, a dream team of intelligentsia put together just to serve you with the world's most vital and useful information. It's intelligence for your life. Here's a wonderful email I got from Susan Kellerman. Dear John, my husband and I, when we're on our way home from work, each have your show on. And when we get home, the discussion immediately turns to your show. We say, hey, did you hear John talk about blank? It is so refreshing not to complain about work and just have an uplifting conversation immediately through the door. Thanks. Signed, Susan.
Star.
Star 101.5.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man?
Star 101.5. New music. Use it. Listen.
Star 101.5 with John Tesh. Star 101.5.
Music and intelligence for your life.
Our researchers, of course, track all the latest trends when it comes to what kids are doing these days. And the latest craze for school kids old enough to drive, train horns instead of a regular car horn. They're much, much louder than truck horns on semis. In fact, train horns are made to punch the sound out the length of football fields. It can cost more than $1,000 for a good set of horns. Of course, residents of neighborhoods are freaking out and calling the cops. The Miami Herald reports a local resident, Frank Carolero, at Red's Auto and Truck Customization Shop, installs two different kinds of train horn setups. A five-horn set of genuine train horns to go on the car from the Nathan Manufacturing Company costs $2,500. A chromed three-horn set made in Asia, about half as loud as Nathan's, costs $950 to install on your car. The look on your face when the cop finds you $500 for disturbing the peace, priceless.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves her sins, and her boyfriend too.
On Star 101.5.
Okay, now before I bring you this next story, ladies, just know that I am the messenger, all right? I didn't do this study. Apparently, we guys need to stop picking on our wives for being bad drivers because it's not their fault. According to BBC News Online, women don't often get enough testosterone in the womb,
This hormone is linked to a person's spatial abilities, which includes the ability to navigate from one place to another and the ability to judge the distance between objects. So if somebody didn't get enough, they would have a harder time with things like reading maps and parking. How can you tell if a woman might be a bad driver? Look at her wedding ring finger. Most women usually have ring fingers that are about the same size as their index fingers. But if a woman wasn't exposed to enough testosterone early on, her ring finger will be shorter. So that apparently is your clue. By contrast, men usually have ring fingers that are much longer than their index fingers because of all our manly testosterone. This test holds up in the lab, by the way. In one study, German scientists tested the spatial abilities of a group of volunteers. Overall, the men scored the highest, and the women with the shorter ring fingers fared the worst. Of course, it's not all bad, ladies. It never is. Guys may be wired to be better drivers, but you have better people skills and communication skills, which means that if you happen to get pulled over for your less-than-perfect driving, you're more likely than your husband to talk your way out of a ticket, so you're even.
You're listening to the Johnny Tesh Radio Show.
Star 101.5.
Star 101.5.
Paint.
Social circle that isn't...
Fisher Communications. Star 101.5.
Star 101.5.
Is KPLZ, Seattle. The best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today with Kent and Alan in the morning.
Hello, this is Dave Matthews.
Hi, this is Jewel on Star 101.5.
Hi, this is Lenny Kravitz.
The best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today with John Tesh at night. Star 101.5.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk.
Star 101.5, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. And John Tesh, nights on Star 101.5.
Imagine this, you're standing in front of the largest newsstand on the planet, and suddenly every great article from every great magazine that you need for your life just jumps into your hands, and then somebody who sounds a little bit like me whispers it in your ear. That's the concept of intelligence for your life. My name is John Tesh. You are listening to the John Tesh Radio Show. Coming up, does a high IQ equal monetary success? Not as much as your EQ does, I will explain. I'll tell you why you need to be careful the next time you go for a mani and a pedi.